Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Friday, the 29th of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Russia. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'll be bringing you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Russia, beginners. 2 weeks ago we learned about Andorra, one of the smallest countries on the planet. Today we will get to know a little about the biggest country in the world, mighty Russia. It measures over 6.5 million square miles and takes up an eighth of the Earth's landmass. Because it is so huge, its coastline borders on 15 seas, two of which are the Pacific and the Arctic Oceans. It shares some of its borders with 13 other countries. There are about 142 million people living there, mainly in European Russia, which is the part of the country that is closest to Europe. There you can find a concentration of cities, such as the capital, Moscow, St. Petersburg, Stalingrad, and also those of southwestern Siberia. The climate in Russia is difficult to summarize. Because there are vast areas of land which are far from the sea, these areas have extremely cold winters and extremely hot summers, with spring and autumn being short. The coastal areas are more regulated by the sea breezes. Siberia to the north has an obvious Arctic influence and has only 1 month of summer in the far north. However, in its sunny southern area, there is a very large population and successful farming. Advanced. It is difficult to sum up history of such an enormous and ancient country as Russia in a simple paragraph, so I will just hit upon some of the major historical points. Russia, up until the 6th century, was inhabited by nomadic tribes. Peoples from Iran and Turkey settled in the south, but were overrun by Vikings who established power. In the 10th century, the Russian leader Vladimir was converted to Christianity. For 200 years, the Russian Orthodox Church thrived until the Mongols took over. They were expelled in the 15th century, and the first Tsar, Ivan the Terrible, declared himself supreme leader. The last of the Tsars, Nicholas II, abdicated and was assassinated in 1917, giving way to the Communist Party under Lenin. Russia then endured a civil war, huge losses in the Second World War, and then the Cold War. The Soviet Union was officially dissolved in 1991. And formed a commonwealth of independent states. Russia has the largest reserves of natural gas in the world and is very rich in many minerals. Wealth is bringing transforming power, and infrastructural and social changes are being experienced as a result. This vast and rapidly changing country is closely watched by the rest of the world because of its super status, influence and modernization. Well, that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. Feel free to write an email to acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I promise to email you back. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, goodbye.